This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential. The state Senate Monday, April 3rd, approved legislation extending the current state budget through May 31st. As of mid-afternoon, the Assembly had yet to pass the same legislation as negotiations on a new spending plan continued. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan said during debate on the extender bills that he is not shutting government down. Flanagan said, quote, "We got the message. If we don't do this by 2 o'clock, then state employees really can't get paid, whether the Assembly does its business or not. But I know we're doing the people's business in this House," end quote. Senate Democratic Conference Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins called the extender, quote, "a signal for the growing dysfunction in Albany," end quote. Senate Democrats and members of the Senate Independent Democratic Conference have said they would not vote for a budget that did not include provisions to raise the age of criminal responsibility from 16 to 18 years old. The full extender legislation, broken into two bills, is more than 1,700 pages. The state comptroller's office said Monday morning the extender had to be approved by an unspecified time that afternoon in order to avoid potential disruptions to government operations and payroll. Read the full story in Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper the Kinderhook Smart Climate Committee met last week to review proposed changes to the town's zoning laws for solar panels. The town currently has a moratorium on ground-mounted solar panels in place, which includes solar farms, while the town considers how to regulate them. The Climate Committee has now asked the portion of the law that prohibits solar farms in all zoning districts be removed. Committee member Mark Lehnung said he was against the ban, especially since there are already laws for setbacks and the town's Zoning Board of Appeals would have to grant a special use permit for that type of facility. The committee also recommended the town drop its 15-acre limit on farms as well. Town Code Enforcement Officer Wayne Voss disagreed, saying allowing solar farms is, quote, "not a good idea," end quote. Voss argued that land should not go to companies that would not increase the tax base. He said the only people making money on a solar farm are the property owners and utility companies. Voss also expressed a concern that the equipment would eventually be abandoned after it was no longer in use. The Town Codes Committee has already looked at local laws and suggested changes, Supervisor Pat Gratton said. It is unknown at this point when the Town Board will review the changes. The Town Board does not expect to adopt the state unified solar permit law. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail the Catskill Mountain Housing Development Corporation has received $400,000 to replace 12 old mobile homes with new, energy-efficient, manufactured modular or site-built homes. The nonprofit housing agency was one of five in the state to receive the award last week. An applicant to the replacement program must be from Greene County and income qualify. They must own the unit and the property on which the modular home sits. The unit must also be considered in poor condition. The cost to replace a dilapidated manufactured home with a single-wide modular unit is approximately $70,000, according to Catskill Mountain Housing Development Corporation Executive Director Lawrence Krajewski. Catskill Mountain Housing helps homeowners with needed repairs and counsels first-time homebuyers, homeowners, and tenants on how to resolve housing issues. The agency also manages housing in six locations for seniors and the disabled. Catskill Mountain Housing is open for inquiries about the program at 448 Main Street in Catskill. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting Orange County District Attorney David Hoovler has introduced a smartphone app designed to give the public a direct connection to his office and its resources. The app provides information and resources, quote, "that could be useful in preventing crime and addiction and to gain information to help fight crime," according to the paper. Links to written and video news about the DA's office, as well as to the Crime Stoppers portal, the DA's camera partnership program, and the county It's On Us anti-sexual assault campaign, Hoovler launched in 2015, are all included. The app is available for both iPhone and Android users. The story did not say what it cost to develop the app or how it was paid for. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.